Welcome to Thousand Hills Ranch Church. We hope this message opens your heart to the blessings Christ has for you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I hope you're having an awesome day so far. I know that you've had a great time of worship, and I'm just excited that you're at Thousand Hills Ranch Church this morning. If you're a guest with us, thank you so much for being here. We are just excited that you came today. Today, I want to bring a message that is entitled, Always a Good Time. Always a Good Time. Now, when you think of that, you're thinking, man, we're just going to get to party today. You know, I mean, it's always a good time. But I have a spin on it that I want to just present to you today. How many of you guys have ever found yourself wanting to do something fun, wanting to hang out with somebody, wanting to just, or maybe you just needed help, and you go to one of your friends and you say, hey, man, let's hang out. Let's go do this. Or, hey, can you help me do this? And their reply is, it's not a good time. It's not a good time. Hey, babe, let's go for a ride on a horse. You know, let's go just for a drive down the country road and make out. I'm just sitting. Did I say that? Sorry. You know, let's go, you know, just go to the gym, huh? Let's go to the gym, you know, and have a good time there working out, which doesn't happen very often. But, you know, when you ask, it's always, oh, it's not a good time. Well, I obviously, you know, have been in those situations, just like all of you guys have, where you ask somebody, and again, they don't have time, you know, they got all this stuff going, they're too tired, you know, whatever it is. And no matter, you know, who your friends are, there is going to be a time where they don't have time to hang out. They don't have time to help. They don't have time, you know, to spend with you. And so here's the deal. One of the greatest qualities of God is it's always a good time. It's always a good time with God. No matter, you know, if you have a need in your life, no matter if it's just a thing that's going on that you're happy about, whatever it is, it's always a good time with God. When you want to laugh, it's always a good time with God, and He always wants to laugh with you. When you have a decision to make, it's always a good time to approach Him and ask Him what He would have you to do. When you need comfort, it's always a good time. When you need a listening ear, when, you know, something bad happens or you're in pain, it's always a good time with God. And you say, well, Bo, how do you know? Well, here's what I've learned. I've been in a relationship with God since I was 9 years old, and it, I mean, again, it's the best relationship I've ever had in my life. Obviously, I have a great marriage, I have great kids, I have great friends, all those things, but God is the greatest friend that I've ever had in my life. And so you say, well, how do you know it's always a good time for God, and how do you know He's always there for you? Well, I can tell you from my own experience, because when I've approached Him, when I've gone to Him, when I've needed Him, He's always been there. And you say, well, again, give me some examples, or how do we know? Well, all you have to do is look at His character. As you read the Word of God, you can find out what God is like. Again, so many people have this idea, you know, God's this, you know, killjoy, He doesn't like to have fun, or He's, you know, only going to help me if I'm, you know, doing what He wants me to do, or whatever it is, and they don't realize that God is a God of character. He's a God of kindness. He's a God of goodness. And so one of the great characteristics of God is He is a very inviting God. In other words, God is very inviting. And you say, what does that mean? Well, Isaiah 55, 1 through 3, you can read it on the screen there. But it says this, and God is speaking. He says, come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not, or what is not bread, or labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's awkward to invite somebody, you know, to hang out or initiate a friendship, right? You know, but what I found in life is it's always easier to respond to someone's invitation. I'll give you an example. My wife took our kids to the pool the other day, and they met up with a family that were trying to, you know, kind of get to know a little bit. And this mom that Heather was hanging out with had a son named Colt. And after a little prodding and stuff, you know, from Heather to Hank, Hank actually invited Colt to throw the ball together. They were in the pool and they had a tennis ball and they were going to throw the ball together. And so because Hank did that, Colt obviously, he said, yeah, man, I'd be happy to play, you know. And so they went and played all day at the pool. And then Colt comes over, you know, to the house and, you know, hangs out with us. And it was just an easy thing for Colt because Hank actually invited him to hang out and to play catch and all of that stuff. And you say, well, what's the point? Well, the point is God has made it easy for us to have a relationship with Him. He's made it easy for us to approach Him, to come to Him when we need Him, to ask for help, to, you know, just be there with Him. He's made it easy for us because He has invited us to know Him personally. And you say, well, how does He do that? Or how has He done that? Well, He's done it through His Son, Jesus. He gave us an invitation at the creation of time when He knew that He was going to send His Son, Jesus, to die on a cross for our sins. And God initiated this relationship first. Just like Hank asked, you know, Colt to play ball first, God has invited us to share a friendship with Him first. In John 3:16, you guys know the verse, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," or His one and only Son, "that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." See, God knew from the beginning of time that He was going to send His Son as an invitation to have a relationship with Him. And here's the awesome thing about it. So many people think, well, for God to have time for me, I've got to be perfect. I've got to be, you know, sinless, or, you know, I got to go to church. I got to do all these things. No, listen, God sent His Son as an invitation for a relationship with God even while we were still sinners. I mean, you've heard the verse probably before, Romans 5:8, but it says, "God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." I don't know about you, but that's an inviting God. I mean, that's a God that, you know, again, He doesn't hold stuff against us necessarily, but He just wants to have a relationship with us. And it's always a good time to spend with Him. And He always has time for us. And not only is He inviting us to have a relationship with Him, He's just inviting, period. I mean, when you think about something that's inviting, you know, it's something that draws you to it. It's something that, you know, you're attracted to. It's something enjoyable. Maybe, you know, you look at a house and you go, man, that house is pretty inviting. And, you know, that front door, I mean, that whole porch, all that stuff's inviting. Or maybe you look at a person and you think, man, they're just a really inviting, you know, person. Or maybe you go to a place or a restaurant or, you know, hopefully our church, and you walk in and you think, man, that place is so inviting. They're so welcoming. I mean, these people are so nice. They're kind. You know, they're loving. All those things. Well, God is that. God is very inviting. I mean, all you have to do is look at Isaiah 55 again. In Isaiah 55, it says, "Come to me, all you who are thirsty," right? "Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy, you know, wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen, that you may live." One of the coolest, gestures that I enjoy and I've enjoyed for years is actually buying some people's meals. And again, I'm not saying that to brag, I'm just saying I just enjoy it. When I see somebody and they may look like they're, you know, rich and nobody ever buys them a meal because they're the richest guy in the room, I like to buy their meal. You know, maybe they look like they can't afford a meal and they just need a little help and I buy their meal. Or maybe it's just somebody, you know, that has three or four kids and they're just running ragged and you think, man, you know, I'm just going to buy their meal and, you know, just kind of, you know, give them a little joy today so they don't have to spend so much money paying for food, you know, on their kids. Well, again, I like to do that. I like to be generous, I guess, like that. Well, here, the same is true for God, right? I mean, the verse says, "Come, if you're thirsty, if you're hungry," He says, "I'm buying." You just come. You just enjoy your time with me. You don't need no money. Your money's no good here. You know, again, God is the most inviting. He's the most kind. He's the most loving, most acceptable person or accepting person I've ever known. I mean, and you say, well, why is he like that? Well, it's just who he is. It's just who God is. And so how do we know that it's always a good time for God to have a relationship with us? Well, God is very inviting. He's very inviting. And you say, well, who does God invite? Or who does God have, who does he have time for? Well, the second point is this. God has time for everyone. He has time for everyone. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The key word there is all. And that includes, obviously, everybody. And you say, well, who specifically? I mean, the scripture made, obviously tell us some of those people that he includes. Well, God always has time for the hurting. I'll be honest. I love people. I love my job. I love, ministering to people. I love, going into situations where maybe someone, is in pain or hurt or whatever, and being able to minister them. And I love doing that. But at the same time, it's hard. If I was to be honest, I always don't, feel like making time for people that are hurting. Because, everybody knows that it takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy, it takes, just compassion. It takes all those things to be able to minister to someone that is hurting. Well, God says it's always a good time. If you're hurting, it's always a good time to come to me. I'm never going to be too busy. I'm never going to be, not unavailable. I'm not going to miss a call. I'm always going to be there when you need me. Matthew chapter 11, again, it says, if you're brokenhearted, Jesus says, come, right? He says, come. He doesn't say, come to me when I'm done. Come to me when I'm, not busy. He just says, come. He says, if you're weary, come. If you're burdened, come. So with God, it's always a good time to find rest. If you're in pain, if you're weary, if you're hurting. Not only that, but God always has time to celebrate with us and be glad with us. This is something that, again, maybe isn't shared as much. I mean, we always think of God as, a God that, is always there when, times are bad or whatever. But God's there when times are good as well. I don't know if you've ever, had something happen, that was awesome, and there was nobody there to share that, that experience with. Maybe you caught that huge fish and you had to, turn it back, or whatever, and no one was there to share that with you. Maybe you're a golfer and you made a hole in one and no one was there to celebrate that with you. Maybe you were riding your horse and you've been trying to teach him to slide to a stop and he slid like 30 feet on his hind end rather than on his front end, and no one was there to see it. And I know I've been there. When I thought, man, that was so cool. I wish somebody would have, been able to see that with me. But here's the cool thing about God. God is there. And he wants to celebrate with us. Again, this is something that so many people don't get a hold of. It's like, God, again, he's there when I need him. He's there when I'm in trouble. He's there, when things are bad. But what you need to realize is God is there in the good times as well. When things are going well, he's there. When you're most satisfied, he's there. When you everything in life is going good, he's there. He enjoys the good times with us. I mean, look at Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great what? Delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." He's going to rejoice over you with singing. I kind of liken, some of the ideas that people have about God to an EMT. He's not just an EMT. God is not. You say, what's an EMT? Well, emergency medical technician, the guys that show up with the ambulance, when disaster strikes and, everything's going, bad and someone, maybe hurt or whatever. you know, that's what the EMTs do. They show up and we thank God for them. But here's the deal. God's not just an EMT, right? God is there to celebrate our successes. He's there to be there in the times of joy. Maybe, you know, a child is born and you think, man, you know, it's just you and your wife and no one else is there to celebrate with you. Praise God that He is there and He celebrates with you. Maybe you buy your first house and, you know, again, you're away from family or whatever. God is there to celebrate with you. Maybe you win the big game and maybe your parents aren't in the stands or whatever. Listen, God is there to celebrate with you. Maybe you get married, right? Maybe your mom's passed away or your dad's passed away. Guess what? God is there to celebrate those times with you. And God always has time to be happy with us. Again, I can't say that enough because, you know, again, I think so many people, they just get this idea that, you know, I only need God when things are bad. No, listen, God wants to be there and always has time when we are having fun. I mean, He delights and rejoices over us, as the verse said. In Psalm 118, 24, it says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Some of you guys may say, well, when is God the happiest? I mean, when is He, you know, or when should we be the happiest? And here's the answer to that. God is most, you know, happy with us or happiest with us when we are most satisfied with Him. In other words, nothing makes God happier than when we are most satisfied and full of joy because of Him. I mean, Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." And so we're called to take delight in Him. And again, He has time to celebrate with us the successes that we have in life. And so He's always there for the hurting, but not only that, He's always there and He always has time to celebrate with us and be glad with us. And the last thing is this, God always has time for those who don't know Him. I think a lot of times as Christians, maybe we think, you know, God's only on our side, He's only there for us, but listen, God is there for those who don't know Him. Sure, maybe if they're living in sin or they're doing something that's, you know, outside of His will, maybe He's not going to bless them. But at the end of the day, God is always available to everyone, even when they don't have a relationship with Him. Even, you know, if they don't go to church, even, you know, if they're, again, living in sin or whatever it is, He's always there and He always has time for those who are far from Him. Look at 2 Peter 3:9. It says this. It says, "The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent." You see what that verse is saying? God patiently waits for the lost and the hopeless to turn to Him. He doesn't want anyone to die without knowing Him. And so God has made time for the lost. And He always will make time. And you say, well, why? Why? Because He wants them to repent of their sins. He wants them to come to know Him. He wants them to receive salvation and make it to heaven when they die. And so God always has time, not just for the Christian, not just for the person who's living the right life. He has time for those that are lost and down and out and hopeless and need hope in Him. And so God always has time for everyone. So here's the deal. Knowing that God is inviting and knowing that God always has time for everyone, what should our response be? Well, here's the answer. We should turn to Him in everything. No matter what you're going through, if you're hurting, you should turn to Him. If you're glad and you're happy, you should turn to Him. If you're experiencing a bad situation, turn to Him. If you're, you know, experiencing a sad situation, turn to Him. There is never a bad time to turn to God. Listen to Ephesians 3, 11 and 12. It says, "According to His eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in Him through faith in Him, and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." This is so cool because God's eternal purpose is for us to know Him and to experience Him and to spend time with Him. And if we have surrendered our life to Jesus, we can always approach God with freedom and confidence, and we should. And we should. The Bible says in James 4:8, it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And so listen, in every season of our life, it's an opportunity to turn to God. When you're hurting, when you're happy, you know, again, do you go to God in those times? Maybe for me, a lot of times, you know, when I'm hurting, sure, I'm going to go to God. But when I'm happy, do I turn to Him? Do I praise Him? Do I go, "Hey, God, I want to celebrate this time with You. I want to thank You for this awesome time in this in my life. I want to thank You for the blessings and the successes in my life." Here's what we have to realize. It's always a good time with God. It's always a good time for God to listen to us. It's always a good time for Him to be there for us. And so as you approach this week, I hope and I pray that you will realize that no matter what you go through in life, no matter what you go through this week or even for the rest of your life, listen, it's always a good time with God. God is always there for you. Even when you don't feel Him, even when it's, you know, kind of cloudy and you're thinking, you know, "I don't even see God. Where is He at?" Listen, He is always there and He always has time for you. He always has time for you. Listen, I want to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes for just a second. I want to wrap this up by having what we call a commitment time. And again, maybe you're here and you're hurting. Maybe, you know, God, you need to spend time with God so that you can find the healing that only He can provide. Listen, it's a good time. Today's a good time for you to turn to Him and say, "You know what, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm desperate. I am hopeless. I don't know what to do." Listen, turn to Him today. Give Him your hurt. Give Him your pain. You know, again, He's waiting to heal your heart. All you have to do is turn to Him. Listen, maybe you're here today and you're full of joy. You're happy. I mean, life's good. I mean, the babies are, you know, healthy. You know, your marriage is good. The job's good. Everything's going good. Listen, I hope that you'll spend time with God and you'll, again, maybe make a commitment to say, "God, I'm going to celebrate these times with You. I'm going to thank You more often. I'm going to rejoice with You because You're rejoicing with me." And so maybe you're full of joy. Listen, enjoy those times with God. Go to God. Thank Him. Get on your knees every day, every morning, every night, and just celebrate the good times with God because He is a God who is always there, even in the good times. Maybe you're alone today, and maybe you don't realize that God is there for you. Listen, God wants a personal relationship with you. And you say, "Well, how do I come to have a personal relationship with God?" Well, it's through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to save you from your sin, to save you from your hopelessness, to save you from your, you know, your shame and your past. He came to save you from those things. And so today, maybe you need to just come to Him and give Him your life today. Again, today's a good time to do that. And here's the truth about it. We don't always have time because someday we're going to die. I mean, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know if tomorrow's even we're going to be alive tomorrow. I mean, we could leave church today, or, you know, we could be in our car listening to this and have a wreck or whatever it is. And time has run out. But today you are alive, and today you need Jesus. And so today maybe you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Listen, He wants a personal relationship with you. It's not about religion. It's not about church necessarily. It's about knowing Jesus personally so that you can have that relationship with Him. And so maybe right there in your chair as you listen to this and you have your head bowed and your eyes closed, maybe you just pray this simple prayer. "Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know I need You. Jesus, I thank You for dying on the cross for my sin. And today I am coming to You because I realize that You are always there for me. Even though I'm a sinner, even though I've done things wrong, You are always there. And You've always been there. And so today I'm surrendering my life to You. Forgive me of my sin and save me." Listen, maybe you just prayed that prayer for the very first time in your life. Now, guess what? You have a personal relationship with the creator of the universe, and his name is God, God Almighty. And so we celebrate that with you. And we thank you for making that decision. And in just a little bit, someone's going to come. They're going to share with you how you can connect with our church, how you can grow in your relationship with God. Because that's why the church does exist, so that you can grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we celebrate that with you today. And we thank you for being together with us on this Father's Day. And for those of you that, again, maybe if you're hurting, maybe you have a need, that's why the church exists as well. We are here for you as well. Just like God, we want to meet some of those needs. We want to be there to pray with you. And so maybe you just need to fill out that orange card, place it in one of those whiskey barrels, and let us know what your need is so that we can help meet those needs as well. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to close this in a word of prayer, and then someone's going to come up and make some closing comments. Again, I want to thank you for being here on this Father's Day. Lord, I come to you right now, and I thank you. I thank you that it's always a good time for you. Even though as humans we kind of let each other down, we're not always there for each other, you're always there for us. And so we thank you for that. I thank you that when I'm hurting, I can turn to you. When I'm happy, I can turn to you. When I'm in need, when I was in need of a Savior and I was living in my sin, you were there. And you offered a relationship with me. And so I thank you for that. I thank you for each person that gave their life this morning, or as they listen to this online, they give their life to you. I thank you for that. And may they always remember that you're always there and that you're always going to be there for them. And so we praise you for that. And Lord, if there's someone else that maybe hasn't given their life to Jesus, I pray that they would not wait, but they would realize that tomorrow isn't promised, but you're always there and you're always wanting a relationship with them. And so Lord Jesus, we pray that you would draw them to yourself so that they can have that personal relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for always being there for us. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you've made a commitment today, you can get in touch with us at thousandhillsranch.church or call us at 580-216-6427. We ride to be generous and we celebrate the cheerful giver. If you feel led to give, please go to thousandhillsranch.church and click on the Give tab to give your tithes and offering today. Have a blessed week.